Chapter 4. As I said, space is big. When the Preska courier came out of the Ghost Gate, shortly afterwards sending a message identifying itself as a Preska ship, citing a subsection of the treaty and asking on the basis of that for permission to dock at Atoek Station, we had a good 3 days to prepare for its arrival. Time enough for Lieutenant Tisawat to become at least outwardly resigned to the fact that Undergarden residents wanted to direct their own affairs. Time enough for me to meet with Basnaiad Elming, who had only recently learned that I had killed her sister, whose life I had saved days before. Of course, I was the reason her life had been in danger in the first place. She had unaccountably decided to continue to speak to me. I didn't question it, or consider too closely the profound ambivalence that almost certainly lay behind her courtesy. "Thank you for the tea," she said, sitting on a crate at the corridor end. Tisawat was out, drinking with friends. Sveen was wherever Sveen went when it grew tired of sitting in the corner and staring. Station would tell me if it got itself into trouble. "Thank you for coming to see me," I replied. "I know you're busy." Basnaiad was one of the horticulturalists in charge of the gardens, 5 acres of open space, full of water and trees and flowers. The gardens were currently closed to the public, while the support structures that kept the lake from collapsing into the undergarden were being repaired. They had needed work for quite some time, but had chosen an inconvenient moment to fail, just days ago. Now the beautiful gardens were a mess of mud and plants that might or might not recover from that eventful day. Basnaiad replied with a small quirk of a smile that reminded me strongly of her sister, and that also told me that she was quite tired but trying to be polite. "They're making good progress. The lake should be able to be filled again in a few days, they say. I'm holding out hope for one or two of the roses." She gestured resignation. "It'll be a while before the gardens are back to what they were." At least the repairs to the lake necessitated repairs to the first level of the undergarden, directly beneath it, limiting Eminence Ifyan's ability to block the undergarden refit. And then, because she'd clearly been thinking...